I've been putting this topic off for a while.
Procrastination. That's a problem everybody has. That's universal procrastination. And then I said, oh, who am I kidding? I'm never going to get around to writing about procrastination. And so my friend said, that's why I brought this videotape. If you watch this guy, he keeps you focused. He keeps you on track. You'll never procrastinate again. So about a week later, I'll pop in the tape.
Like comedian Ellen DeGeneres, we all do struggle with procrastination sometimes. I do too, occasionally. Brandon, why do we procrastinate?
We procrastinate for several reasons. Sometimes we procrastinate because we just don't like doing whatever that thing is we have to do. Another reason why we procrastinate is because we might not know how to do it. We might say, I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to do that, and how I'm supposed to respond to that question, or how I'm supposed to kind of get that thing done. So you kind of shove it over here to the side. A third reason we might procrastinate is because we're afraid of how it's going to turn out. We think we have to do it perfect, and we're afraid of how long that's going to take and what the outcome is going to be. A good friend of mine, he has that fear with emails. Every time he gets an email sent to him, he wants to craft the perfect response. So if he doesn't know in the moment how to do that, he just lets it fill his inbox. And then he's just overwhelmed with the thought of answering 150 emails perfectly. And so he just stops.
You know, this can sometimes become a label. Yeah, I'm a procrastinator. Are we just wired this way, or wired not to be procrastinators, as the case may be?
I think everybody has procrastination tendencies. In fact, I know that because everybody has fears. And as long as you have fears, you're going to have procrastination. So everybody does it. I think where we get labeled as procrastinators is when that particular thing that rubs up against us is more necessary in what we do every day. So we have a greater tendency to put off more of the big kind of rocks in our bucket that we need to address.
What are a few things that we can do to help us not put things off?
The first one is schedule. So carve out the time. That's the first thing you can do. Second thing you want to do is involve other people. Either have them hold you accountable or ask them for help. And that's one thing that we don't do enough of. Often those things that we procrastinate around, we take ownership of it, even though we don't like to do it or we're not good at it. And then I would say probably a third one is get into the habit of it. So do it on a more regular basis. I'll give you a great example of that. So my friend, I was sharing you the little story about how he gets those emails and he tries to write them perfectly. The habit he's gotten himself into is just kick back a quick response. And then when he does that, he keeps his runway clear.
It's sort of this idea that as things come across your desk or your metaphorical desk, only handle them once.
As much as you can, yeah. Absolutely. Because your mind will still handle it. So you'll worry about it. And so all that time and energy spent on worrying, rather than just touch it once, get it out of your way. And that's another good strategy for us, is follow the good enough principle. It doesn't have to be perfect. Perfection will cause procrastination. And nobody can get it perfect. And so we get stuck. Our wheels get stuck. Just try and get it good enough to keep things moving.
Brandon Smith shows up here each week without putting it off till later. He's a workplace consultant and career coach, and he teaches about all of this at Emory University's Goizueta Business School. Take care, Brandon.
Joshua, you too.